Good afternoon, everyone. Allison Scobark here, Consolidated Planning Group. We are happy to be here with you today. We're bringing another panel webinar to you today on a topic that we haven't talked deep and wide on in the past. I am appreciative of all of the panelists that have made time to join us today. We have several panelists from several different organizations that provide ISS services, individualized skills and socialization programs, formerly known, a lot of you formerly called, and a lot of people still call it DAHAB, which they nixed that word, I guess, a year or two ago and have been calling things ISS. So our panelists today, this is kind of like a speed dating. They're going to talk to you about their organization, who, what, where, when, why, how much, do we take the HCS waiver, do we have openings, where are we located, etc. Because of the number of panelists that we have here today, we do ask that you put your questions in the chat box, and they will be monitoring the chat box for your individual questions specifically to their organization. So you will want to specify if you have, you know, a specific question for a specific organization, you'll want to specify that, and they will be, you know, providing those answers in the chat box as well. So for today, from a housekeeping perspective, we are in a webinar mode, which means as a participant that we can't see you or hear you, but we do know that you are out there, and we are glad that you joined us today. All of our webinars are recorded, and after the fact, they live on our YouTube channel, the Consolidated Planning Group YouTube channel. There are hundreds of webinars on planning for special needs. If you can think of a topic, it is probably out there. And we've tried to title them in such a manner that you can search for the kind of the space that you're at in the planning journey and listen to those. Anything from guardianship, special needs trust, SSI, and Medicaid. You name it, it is out there, and you know, even how to get on these waiver lists and things of that nature. So Consolidated Planning Group, we are a holistic special needs financial planning firm. We are an advisory and consulting firm with over 30 years of experience. People come to us because they want to plan for their future of their loved one with a disability. They want to know, how much do I need to fund a special needs trust? Am I maximizing benefits eligible to us for state and federally funded programs? How do we preserve that eligibility and make sure that we have money in the right buckets? We help people put protection plans in place. We help set up lifetime care plans. We do a lot of transition planning. We help set up ABLE accounts, and we do a lot of advocacy by way of our webinars. So we do suggest that when it comes to planning for your loved one with a disability, that you absolutely do work with a specialist that is nuanced with special needs, because it is important. There are a lot of accidental, I call them accidental ways, that you can mess up your benefits, mess up your waiver, mess up Medicaid, mess up SSI. And so we help educate families and empower families, because I know a lot of people feel nervous about this. I'm a parent. I have four kids, two adult kids with disabilities. I eat, sleep, and breathe this both personally and professionally. I loathe the day I go to the mailbox and there's another letter from Health and Human Services or something from the Social Security Administration. We're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it is challenging, but our the advocacy that we do is designed to give you the tools and resources that you need to be successful, to empower you to not feel afraid of these types of things, and to be able to move forward when it comes to planning for your loved one. So today, again, I would like to invite you to put your questions in the chat box. Each presenter is going to take a few minutes to tell us about their organization and their details. And then also, I would just like to say that it is important for you to go tour, take tours, check these people out. There are a lot of options out there, and it's not a one size fits all for our loved ones. But I am always so encouraged when I go and take a tour and I see what's going on at these places. It's so awesome. And that is really a good way to find out if it's going to be a good fit for your child. But today's webinar is really designed, in the course of an hour, you're going to hear from roughly 9 or 10 different organizations and who they serve and what they do. So hopefully you can narrow down based off of what you hear, may be an organization that you should go take a tour, take a deeper dive, or really check out their website. So the first things first, Clint, welcome. Tell us about 29 Acres.
Hello, thank you, Allison, for hosting today. So my name is Clint Billingsley. I'm the Enrollment and Marketing Manager for 29 Acres. 29 Acres is a living community for those of adults with neurodiversity. We take any all the full spectrum. Autism is primarily where we're based upon when we were founded, but we have quickly elevated that to all neurodiverse individuals. So we have a few different programs here at 29 Acres. We have our living community, which is out in Crossroads, Texas. It is a 29-acre development that we have currently right now only built in the front 9 acres, and it is meant for long-term living for those that are 18 plus and impacted with different neurodiverse. And then we also have our Enrich 29 program, which is a Monday through Friday afternoon program that would allow for individuals just to have some of those supports throughout the day. We have our new program that's actually not listed here. It came up after this was sent in, but Launch 29 is a new program that we are kicking off and piloting this year. It is a prerequisite program to a full-on transition academies for those that are very close to accomplishing the opportunity to learn the skills to live independently. And this in Launch 29 program will help them elevate to that next step. That'll be hosted at Texas Women's University Dallas. Down in the medical district is where this program will be hosted out of. So be looking on our website for that one. There's more information there for that. Next to me, Transition Academy. Transition Academy is a 2-year Transition Academy program that is really meant for those individuals that strive to live independently and have the ability and the skill sets to get there. And this is going to be a program that'll allow them to really flourish on those skill sets to be able to learn things such as budgeting, social skills, how to, maintain a home on that as well. So we'll be going through a lot of a program on that. It's a very intensive 2-year program that they will go through. They will live in residential houses in Little Elm, Texas for their first year. And then the second year, they'll live in some apartments in Denton, Texas, just getting both aspects of the living of both a residential and a multifamily dwelling setting. And so this program is also in partnership with Texas Women's University at the Denton main campus. So they will be actual non-degree seeking students with the university there to go through that program. The next one we have is going to be also our employment services. So we do have a vocational services available as well. We are a provider of Texas Workforce Commission, so you can always ask for us to be your consulting team to go through that program. So feel free to reach out with us on any of your employment needs, life co or excuse me, job coaching, resume building, interview skills, opportunities. We have the full spectrum that we can able to help there and a great team behind that to make sure all of our individuals are getting that employment experience as well. Next one is also going to be our Club 29, which is a once a month program that we do for those that are 16 plus. And this program will just allow for those that are getting close to aging into our programs, which start at 18 plus, to start getting used to our crew, but also give some families some respite time once a month, just as kind of a parent's night out. And we do different things with them. So our next one we have upcoming is going to be actually August 1st. We are going to be going and see SpongeBob the Musical at Denton Theater. And so we are excited to take them out to the theater and see a live play. Here in, I guess, about a week. So we'll be doing that one. So that's going to be our other fun program there. So again, a lot of different opportunity for us that we offer in multiple different areas. Feel free to reach out to me directly at connect@29acres.org. As for the funding options, as you can see here, it's private pay. We do have some minimal partial scholarships. We are a nonprofit organization. So we do, depend upon a lot of donors. So if you know of anybody that would be willing to donate, feel free to shoot them our way as well. As a nonprofit, we want to make sure we strive and build the best group that we can for our clients. So feel free to reach out if you have any questions or visit our website. Most of our information is fully disclosed. We have nothing to hide. It's available on our website. So feel free to check out that as well. But again, thank you, Allison. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Clint. And I'm glad that you put out their TWC. So a lot of families have kids that are involved with vocational rehab, VR. They commonly throw that acronym around, VR. And so sometimes some of these services might be paid by VR if it's part of that employment plan. So that is something that is definitely worth checking in We have entire webinars about VR, how to get involved with VR. Vocational rehab services are available for individuals that have a disability with an impediment to employment. And so if you're not involved with VR, or if you've never heard of it, check out that webinar on the Consolidated Planning Group YouTube channel. And then the one question that we had, Clint, was for the HCS waiver, does that include housing or living there at 29 acres?
Yeah, so we do have HCS opportunity at our living community. We do tend to hold a wait list at our living community right now. For private pay, it's looking about 3 years out for HCS funding opportunity because we do have limited rooms under that program. That one we're looking at, unfortunately, about 10 years out currently for that on the living community. We do accept HCS funding at our Denton Enrich 29 ISS program. So that one, it does also have HCS. Primarily everything else is gonna be on a private pay basis. Being a nonprofit, we have no affiliation with the federal funds.
Okay, thank you, Clint. Wonderful information. Thanks for being here with us today.
Oh, also, sorry, kind of tossing around fast. If you all want to, as Allison was referring to, if you want a tour, please feel free to schedule that tour with me as well. You can do that on our website. So we do a tour of all of our programs. So feel free to reach out and you can do that there.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Clint. Next, we have Jennifer Scott. I'm going to talk to us about choice living. Thanks for being here with us today, Jennifer.
Hi. Dr. Scott actually got called down with a client, so I'm going to be filling in for her. My name is Brooke Reed, and I'm her assistant director. We are located in Corpus Christi, Texas. We are a day program for adults living with disabilities, and we focus on vocational, life, and social skills. Right now, our hours are Monday through Thursday from 8 to 3:30, and then Fridays from 8:30 to 3 o'clock. We do offer a summer program for students who need the summer. They need our services during the summer, and that starts at age 13. So if they're still in the school systems, they can come and visit us for the summer. We did recently, this year, offer a vocational program. So we do have a job coach that takes our clients out and helps them find jobs, and she keeps those connections, and she does all the training with them. We do take ISS, HCS, and we do private pay as well. We are a nonprofit, so we also do a lot of fundraisings, and we are looking for donors.
Perfect. So one thing you mentioned, now it's escaping me. Sorry about that. You had mentioned something that you guys are doing. It'll come back to me. I'll come back to you on that. But thank you for taking. Are you guys on a waiting list, or what is your status of waiting list?
So we do have two openings as of right now. But once the school year starts, I think we'll have about 15 more openings.
Okay, that helped me. You mentioned summer programs, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. I think summer programs, I like to think of summer programs of dipping your toe in. And so some of our kids don't like change, right? So when we, you know, put them someplace, they go someplace new, it's hard for them. Adjustment is hard and things like that. So I think of these summer programs as a golden opportunity to dip your toe in. And I know a lot of places offer kind of like a trial where maybe you could go for a week or check it out for, you know, a few days or something like that. So if your services offer something like that, I'm definitely a fan. But dipping the toe in makes the transition so much smoother. So the summer programs are awesome. And I think of this too for families. You know, we talk to a lot of families that maybe their child lives with them and they're planning for their child to live with them indefinitely for a very long time. And maybe their child is not involved, their adult child is not involved in, you know, a day program or ISS program. And we are really fans of getting them involved, even if it's just a couple of days a week, because what we also see is one day we're all going to be older and we might not be able to provide those caregiving services that we once did. But if we have a kid that graduated high school 18, 21, 22, and then lived with mom and dad for the next 30 years until mom and dad are 75, 80 years old, and then the rug is pulled out from under them and they have live somewhere, it is shocking. And so that is why we're such a huge fan of that. So thank you again for bringing that up. And thanks for being here with us today.
So for our summer clients, since they're still in the school system, they transfer their IEPs to us so they can still work on their IEP goals during the summer. So there's no regression.
That is awesome. Regression is a real issue for a lot of our families, for sure. Okay, so next we have Bridgewood Farms. Tell us about Bridgewood Farms.
Good morning, everyone. Unfortunately, I'm having issues with my camera. I am filling in for our executive director today. His name is Randy Dolman. He got called away, so I got called in to do it. My name is Miosha Sanders. I am the outreach coordinator for Bridgewood Farms. We are located in Conroe, Texas. We are a day facility, but we are also a residential program. Our day facility, we can actually service 120 clients a day. We currently have 87 enrolled on our roster, so our spaces are limited right now for our day program. But for our day program, we offer several focus areas. We have art, ceramics, we have life skills, we have continuing education classes, we have a health and wellness, we have huddle cultural program. We have two huge greenhouses on our property. We operate on 55 acres. So our residential program, we have four houses on our property at this time. Each house houses three clients right now. We have the land and we are actually interested. And we are looking into ways to expand our residential program so that we can maximize the use of our land. We also, during the day, during our day program, we like to keep our clients very busy. They're involved in lots of activities throughout the week. They go on field trips. They have a standing bowling day that they go every single day. We also are involved, and that is a part of a component of what I do for Bridgewood, and that is building community partnerships out in the community. So we are active with volunteering. Currently, we have a route with Meals on Wheels. We are looking to build even more partnerships, maybe with our local food bank and other agencies. And through our outreach program, we are also getting certified with HHSC to become a community partner so we can further service our families and clients that may have needs with those services, such as Medicaid, Medicaid programs, things like that. I'm trying to go fast so I don't take up too much time, but I want to make sure that I cover everything. We accept private pay. We accept the HCS waiver, and we also operate on scholarships. Let me see. We are also in the middle of fundraising for the expansion of our building. We want to build a new building, which we, of course, will increase our capacity to service even more clients in our community, but also the community as a whole, because we will have space there to host community meetings and a lot of things. We want to be a hub for our community. I'm trying to think if I forgot anything.
One thing I would like our previous presenters to put in the chat box, because I think that there are pressing questions on this always of what is an unacceptable risk, or there are, you know, specific, you know, groups that maybe you do not serve, that you can't serve. For instance, maybe they have to be independent in the bathroom, or they can't have any history of violence or something along those lines. So if there are specific, you know, areas that your organization does not serve, if you would put those in the chat box, because I think that when we do a panel like this, we truly have all levels of functioning that are in attendance as far as their loved one is concerned. So if you will add that to the chat box for everybody to know, that would be great. Thank you for being here with us today. Bridgewood Farms sounds like an awesome place. I haven't got to tour that one yet, but I sure want to. So I'm looking
forward. We love tours. We have all this land. We sit in the middle of pine trees. We have a huge gazebo down by our we have a little pond and we want to stock it with fish. So even though we like to be out in the community, they actually love to stay on site because we have a fantastic facility. And just speaking on, just briefly on what you said, we do have an assessment period where we do assess some clients when they come in, but we like to view ourselves as an all-inclusive facility. So, you know, hearing impaired, sight impaired, wheelchairs, we try to include them in all of our activities.
Awesome. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you again, Melissa. I appreciate it.
You do have residential and day programs, ISS programs. And I'm just, because inquiring minds want to know, do you have openings now, or what does your waiting list look like at Bridgewood Farms?
Well, we have 33 open spots for our day hab program, but our residential program, I believe at this time we only have one open spot. That waiting list is, right now we're full and all our residents are happy. So I'm not really sure what that looks like. I know that it's probably about the same as 29 acres for the waiver, HCS waiver to help with the cost at those houses. But we have one opening right now. And as far as that waiting list, I want to say maybe past 5 years. So
the bottom line is yes. What we encourage families to do is start taking those tours, get your name on the waiting list of multiple places, give yourself the opportunity to say yes or no instead of needing a place and having nowhere to go. So we definitely really do encourage getting those things on the list. A lot can change in 3 to 5 years. You might think you're nowhere close to needing this right now, and things can change with health or life or death and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that is, I think that's really important. Thank you for being here with us today. For our next one, Tia Smith had something come up and she was not able to be here today. I don't work for Center for Pursuit. They don't work for us, but Center for Pursuit is in the greater Houston area, and they do have both ISS day programs as well as residential. They have a beautiful facility. So Center for Pursuit is, again, in the greater Houston area. You're going to want to reach out to Tia Smith. We've got her email on here, her contact information. And again, I strongly encourage a tour down there. And I think the beauty of these tours, like I said, is that, you know, not every place is a fit, and you can feel it, and you can feel the energy with the residents and the staff, and just see the excitement that is going on. So the websites are good, and there's a lot of information on the websites, but where it is at the tour. It's the see it, it's the feel it. And so I encourage you to reach out and check Center for Pursuit out a little bit further as well. Next, we have Helping Hands. Tell us about Helping Hands.
Hey, so glad to be a part of this. My name is Brian Roche, and I'm actually the director of Helping Hands. And if you see the university on there, Helping Hands is really just a part of the University Methodist Church. But just recently, over the past 6 to 8 months, we've made a lot of changes because now we just became our own separate entity. We're actually still housed at University Methodist Church in San Antonio, Texas. Also, we have another location in Burney as well, that's housed at the First United Methodist Church in Burney. And our motto is, we're a place of family, love, and growth. And we really, really, you know, we really stand behind that. I'm trying to just think of everything really, really quick. We serve adults with disabilities. In order to get into our program, you have to be able to eat on your own. As far as toileting, you have to be able to do that on your own. Also not have any previous aggression issues. But what we do is we'll take your application. And what we generally do is, after we take your application, we definitely invite you in for a tour, to tour our location. And also, once we see what you have on paper and you come and do a tour, and we say, hey, you know what, that may be a good fit, we actually offer a free visit day That doesn't cost you, your family, anything, where that person can actually come in, spend an entire day with us, just to see if it's going to be a good fit, you know, on both sides. If that one day doesn't work, we can probably even offer another day. But again, we just do that just so that we can just make sure, you know, it will be a good fit on both sides. We at both of our locations, we do have individuals that come with the one-on-one. And so that's also, that's another option that we have, you know, so again, we, you know, we love to talk to you to see how we can assist. And again, that's, I know there's I hear all the time, there's still a greater need for some of the things that we don't currently accept. And so we're, like I said, but we're working on trying to get there. Actually, we just increased our license to where we can actually set more people at both locations, because we were actually at capacity. But right now, with that, we actually just opened up our license both locations. So now we can accept at least, like at our main location, we have about eight openings, and which about maybe five openings at our Burnie location. So again, we'd love to have you come in for a tour. We accept several different funding sources. So what I tell everyone is, if you have any kind of funding, just bring it to us. And between myself and our billing coordinator, even if it's something that we do not accept, I want to find out why we don't accept it. And so again, I tell everyone, if you have any kind of funding, let us know what that is, because we want to see how we can accept that. That's pretty much an overview. I think, like I said, I didn't want to take up too much time, but again, we, you know, if you have any questions, I mean, feel free just to give me any questions in the chat.
There is a HCS accepted waiting time question that was asked. Is how long is the waiting time for HCS?
There's not a waiting time.
Okay.
To my knowledge, there's not a waiting time.
Wonderful.
HCS is accepted.
One thing that I wanted to mention, because if this is an issue for you as a family, it's a real issue for our kids that may have aggressive tendencies. You know, some people that's not an issue at all, but for the people that it is, their opportunities and options for ISS and residential are, you know, they're getting smaller and smaller, and a lot of families feel pretty defeated by that. And certainly it's not their fault that their kid has these aggressive tendencies. But what I want to say is two things. Number one, it's really, really important to be honest about it, because you can't hide it. These kids that have it, a lot of times families feel like if I minimize the reality of the situation or just outright not disclose the reality of the situation, then I can get my foot in the door. You're going to get your foot in the door to get your foot right out the door. So it's best to just be honest with it. And what I wanted to say too is that these folks on here today are presenters. They are professionals. They are in the know. They know what they know. They've been at other places. They know other people. So it doesn't hurt for you to reach out to them, because although their place may not be a good fit for your loved one, they may know an awesome place that is, that we didn't have on this panel. They might be able to give you a list of other considerations that you hadn't thought about. So my point is, I know it's sometimes discouraging, but don't be discouraged. Reach out to these people. They know things. They know a lot of things and a lot of people, and they can help you on your journey, even if your journey is a little bit bumpier than somebody else's. Okay. Let's talk about the Village Centers. Thank you for being here with us, Eva. We're excited to hear about the Village Centers.
Yes, hi, I'm Eva Aguirre. I'm the Director of Programs for the Village Centers. We're located, which is about 15 to 20 miles north of Greater Houston. The offering the, of course, the ISS Day Program services. We currently have a mold. However, our daily attendance will vary from us ratios are. Day program. We also offer vocational services. We are with the Texas Workforce Commission. And we also partner with numerous schools of contracts with five surrounding school districts where their transition age from 18 to 22 will come to our part of their school plan. And that's worked out very, very well. The agency. We are an HCS provider. We provide in the HCS program as well as Texas Home Living Waiver program. Currently have two homes, but before the end of the year, we hope to open as well as one by early spring of 2025. Fortunately, we are not able to serve adults with significant issues. We're not staffed at that level. But if we're not the appropriate of services, we will work with the families in trying to help them find guidance of who can provide for their adult child. We don't have a cap on, we don't age out, but it is a very, ISS really is focusing on a lot of their social, interpersonal skills as awareness and engagement. We're just very proud to be able to offer these services in need.
Eva, some of your sound, we've mostly heard you, but some of your sound has kind of been intermittent. It's been going in and out, but we've mostly heard you. No, it's okay. We've mostly heard you. I just wanted to let you know. So private pay, HCS, Texas Home Living, that's awesome. And you are day programs, not residential. You're basically ISS programs. And my question is, do you have openings now or how long is your waiting list?
We do not have a waiting list. We do have a small group of adults that require with their activities of daily living. And that program is on hold. We are not accepting more of the numbers of staff required.
Okay, so just to summarize, because it was cutting out again, you do have a program for people that have needs for activities of daily living, have higher needs, but you're not accepting new people to that program at this time, is basically
correct.
What I understood. Okay, perfect. Well, Eva, thank you for being here with us today. You said you're Kingwood, Northeast Houston, and you do take the private pay, HCS, and Texas Home Living. This is the Village Center. So do check out their website. Reach out to Eva directly and go take a tour at the Village Centers. Thank you, Eva, for being here with us today.
Guys, about the sound.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Okay. So next, we are here with Shelly. Shelly, tell us about My Possibilities.
Yeah, hi, I'm Shelly Crowder. I am the Chief Program Officer here at MP, and we are a full day, year round continuing education program for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We serve ages 18 and up. We have no age out. Our oldest hipster, we call our clients hipsters, hugely important people. He's in his 70s. So we can serve the range from 18 and up. Our continuing education program is really about whatever the hipsters are interested in and want to learn more about to enrich their lives. A lot of that has to do with activities of daily living, independent living skills, cooking, but it also sometimes has to do with music classes, art classes. We have theater classes, things like that as well. We also have a vocational education program that is our new employment innovation school, where we are strategically focusing on employment ready skills, working towards competitive integrated employment. So we have six tracks. that we are focusing on specific skill building in those areas, as well as general areas for vocational readiness. We also offer therapy services here, personal training services here. We do have a program, a pre-employment services program that can be funded through TWC. I'll talk a little bit more about funding in a second, but that's for ages 14 and up. So they can come to MP for a variety of topics that fall with under the pre-employment services umbrella, all vocationally focused, really, you know, getting them ready to learn more about those vocational skills down the line. But that's in a camp. Our next camp for our, that program for our pre-EDS program is in October. And you'll be able to learn more about that on our website. We take all kinds of funding, HCS, Texas Home Lending, CLASS, Deafblind, Multiple Disability, private pay, of course, TWC funding for things that fall under that umbrella on the vocational side of the house. We do not have a waiting list currently. There is an application process that includes an interview. And then, so there's some processing time with that, but there's no wait list to get into the program. We also have an orientation program, like some of the other individuals had mentioned, just to make sure that that we're a good fit on both sides. We do have a 1-16 ratio here at MP. So hipsters do need to be independent in their toileting routines and in the bathroom. Behavioral decisions are really made on a case-by-case basis, determined by, can we manage that within that 1-16 ratio, really wanting to make sure that we're setting everyone up for success and that we have the supports in place to support that individual's needs. We have weekly tours. Those typically happen on Thursdays. You can sign up for those on our website. And we also have an open house coming up on August 10th. If anybody's interested in that, you can get more information about that on our website as well.
What is the top age that you serve, and do you have openings right now?
We do have openings. You can get on, start the application process and get that process through today. Our top age, our oldest hipster is in his 70s. So we are really working hard to help our hipsters age in place and are working on supports for them to be able to do that. And, you know, we know that we have an aging population, and we're here to serve them.
My last question for you, you know, you mentioned the ISS, which everybody has called. It's so hard to break a hard habit of dayhab, you know, even though we're not supposed to call it that anymore. Do you guys have a vision, or is there a plan for residential in the future, long term? Tell us about that too.
Yeah, so we actually have been working a lot on residential solutions here. I'm not sure if I mentioned, we're in Plano, Texas. Right outside of Dallas. Residential is a huge issue. We all know that. We will be launching some residential solutions in 2025. Those things are in the works right now. And we're about ready to kind of announce what that will be and what that's going to look like and a timeline for that. But look for that in 2025 from us.
That is exciting. Awesome work on that. It, like, the more the better. That's, you know, for sure. So I'm glad to hear that. And so also for anybody else, I didn't ask that question, that you've already spoke. If you guys don't have residential, but you're launching residential, go ahead and put that in the chat box as well, so people can know that. Because sometimes that's a decision. It's part of the decision factor of, like, you know, can they age in place? You know, can we start with the day program and then move into some type of residential? You know, those are all things that people are thinking about. So thanks for sharing that. And Shelley, thank you for being here with us today to tell us about My Possibilities. So next, I'm excited to have Reach, not to be confused with Reach Unlimited, because we're going to talk to Reach Unlimited too. Reach is going to tell us about their services. They're not a specific provider, but they help you find the right provider is what I understand. So Jesse, thank you for being here with us today. Tell us about Reach and your services and what you do.
Yes, thanks, Allison, for having us. So I work with Reach. My name is Jesse. What we are is we are a center for independent living. So we do provide independent living skills classes in all of our offices, which we are located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we have an office in Fort Worth, in Denton, in Plano, and then in Dallas as well. All of our offices offer independent living skills, peer support, and community outings. There is no age limit for any of those, and all of our services are free, so there's no cost to you. Some of the events that we go to might have a cost, but all of that information can be found on our website where all of our events are, or you can follow us on our social medias, and all of our events are posted on there as in advance as we can. We do recommend calling the office if there's an event that you're wanting to attend, just to make sure that there's not any last minute time changes or anything. So if you do call an RSVP and there is a last minute change, they will give you that information and make sure that you're updated. But besides that, we are a great information and referral source for kind of any kind of questions that you could have within the disability community. So if you are, you know that you want to start looking into ISS programs, but you're not sure where to start, we're a great starting place because we can give you resources in the area. We can help you with that application process. We can help you schedule tours. We can help you with any sort of accommodations that you're needing for that as well. And we do have a large like information and referral like throughout Texas as well. It's not just limited to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So don't feel like you can't contact us if you're outside of that area, or we can help you get connected to a center for independent living in your local area as well. So yeah, if there's any questions for me and what we offer and anything like that, I can put my email in the chat and then we can do that.
I do have a question, Jesse. Thanks for being here. And I do love this because I know a lot of families, you feel overwhelmed when you're starting this journey and there's not always a perfect central location to get all of this information of what I need to be doing and looking at and all of those types of things. And I may have mentioned earlier, you know, state and federally funded programs, Medicaid issues, waiver issues. Sometimes, you know, people are having issues with the Social Security Administration. I know that your organization is not a specialist on all that, but do you help point people to resources when they're having issues with certain entities, such as the ones I mentioned?
Yes, we can absolutely do that. You can come in, you can schedule virtual appointments, anything like that, phone calls, and we can go with you too. As well to those places if you're needing extra help or anything like that. We can definitely be a support system, an advocate system, and all of that as well.
Okay, wonderful. Because I know, you know, we've just been hearing more and more terrible stories of people's Medicaid being erroneously canceled. Right. And months and months to get it back on track. And when, you know, I would call it a comedy of errors because I'm being nice. After another to where it didn't get reinstated and things like that. So I was just curious because I know that that is top of mind for some people. Sometimes it's happening when a parent moves, they retire and they turn on their Social Security benefits and the kid moves from SSI to, you know, SSDI under a parent's record. Sometimes that's happening. Sometimes it has to do with the waiver and all kinds of stuff. So thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Guys, check out Reach and their website and connect with them for sure. So next, we have Reach Unlimited, not the same organization. Thank you for being here with us. Tell us about Reach Unlimited and where you're located.
Sure. Reach is located in Cypress, Texas, which is in the northwest quadrant of the greater Houston area. We have an HCS program, an ICF program, and a fairly large ISS program that serves folks from CLASS, ICF, HCS, Texas Home Living Waiver, and private pay. In addition, we have an after-school program. We've been fortunate enough, we're open 11 hours a day on weekdays. And so we have folks from age 12 and up as part of the after-school program, and they can also come during school holidays and summertime, which has been a beautiful transition piece for a lot of those folks with autism spectrum disorders as they're nearing the end of public education. We also have partnerships with several local school districts where they have transition plans for some of those same types of folks into our services as they finish school. As part of the ISS program, we also have vocational training, employment assistance, supported employment, as well as on-site work programs that aren't technically in ISS because you can't earn wages while you're receiving ISS services. But we have a horticulture program, a microgreens program, and a fused glass program so that folks earn minimum wage while they're participating in those programs and developing skills that will help them move to competitive employment in the community. I could talk forever, but it makes a much bigger impact when you come see. We have regular tours scheduled. Just check us out on our website and we'd be happy to show you around.
Okay, so in summary, you do have residential living programs, you have ISS or AKA day programs. Does a person have to come 5 days a week, or do you have a 2 day a week program, a 3 day a week program?
Absolutely. We have programs that meet whatever the needs of the individuals. Of the 300 we're currently serving, about 45 of them have competitive jobs in the community, but they're not full time. So they come to us on the days they're not working to work on additional vocational skills, perhaps for another job they'd like to secure, or continued education, art programs, computer, health and fitness, social skills, and functional academics.
I love that. So do you have openings in residential and ISS right now? And if not, about how long is your waiting list, and do you take the waivers?
Yes, we take the waivers, HCS waiver. We currently have about 50 people waiting for an HCS group home spot. We have about 150 in our program right now with 17 HCS group homes. ICF, the waiting list is a little shorter. We only have 6 of those homes, but I think there's only 4 or 5 people on the list there waiting for those homes. But we expand our post home portion of our HCS program on a pretty regular basis. ISS, we actually keep admitting people to the capacity of staffing. So depending on what somebody's looking for, if they want just afternoons, there might be an opening there. Whereas if somebody wanted to come just in the mornings, there might not. But we do what we can to mesh people's schedules together to maximize the number of folks we can help.
What I'm hearing from a lot of you, all of the presenters, is there's a lot of flexibility and there's a lot of kind of let's design this around the individual's needs and, you know, what program works for that individual. So I do love that. Thank you for being here with us today and telling us about Reach Unlimited. Go take a tour. Go check that place out. Did you have anything else that you wanted to share before we go on to our next one?
Nope, just thanks for the opportunity to be here today.
Awesome. Thank you for being here with us for sure. So we have Next Step Transition Center for now. So thank you for being here with us today. Tell us about Next Step. Tell us about you and Next Step.
Hi, my name is Tracy Johnston, and thank you for having me today. Next Step Transition Center is also an HCS and Texas Home Living waiver provider. We have licensed ISS in Deer Park, Texas, Georgetown, Texas, and Beaumont, Texas. So we provide services in several different areas throughout the state. As far as our individualized skills and socialization program, we accept, of course, the waivers, private pay, and we also work with class individuals who are on the class waiver that may want to add pre-vocational to their budget or to their service plan. So we have class clients that attend our ISS as well, even though we're not a class provider. We do offer supervised living in the way of group home living, which is how y'all probably know it as group home living. We have four active homes, and I have one opening for a female in Beaumont, probably in September, October. Other than that, I really don't keep a wait list for our homes, for our other homes, just simply because the majority of the individuals that live in our homes have been in a host home situation before, and it just became a situation where they needed to move on to, you know, a supervised living situation where they could be around their peers and people their own age and peers at their skill level. As far as our on-site and off-site individualized skills and socialization program, that's optional for each individual. We offer a wide variety of on-site and off-site activities. And we also, as a Texas Home Living and HCS waiver provider, we have three contracted nurses. We have three contracted behavior therapist. We have a speech therapist. We offer OT and PT as needed, and host home is the majority of our client base are the host home services. I also have host home families that are looking, you know, to provide that service to individuals that they may not be related to or family, you know, they may not be their family. In lieu of, you know, having a group home, I have, you know, some host home families that would just like to, you know, have one or two individuals live in their home and they provide services for them.
Line, you offer ISS services several days a week, depending if they want it, however they want it. You offer those services. You do have mm-hmm. a couple of group homes. You have one opening that's coming up for a female mm-hmm. in Beaumont. Do you have, and you do take the HCS waiver, do you have a waiting list for ISS services presently, or and if so, how long is that?
For the ISS services, we do not have a waiting list in Georgetown or Beaumont. However, we're pretty full in Deer Park. It just depends on the number of days that an individual would like to come, because we have a few days where we have openings.
Do you have a max age of who you work with?
We don't. We also offer services to middle school and high school students during the summer. We offer aftercare services for parents that work or for students that need to come after they get out of school until 5:15. that's how late we're open. We offer services in the morning before ISS, starting at 8:30. But yeah, as far as a wait list, we really don't have one right now. We're able to accommodate most of the individuals that come to us.
So the bottom line is we've really scratched the surface with each one of these organizations, and going to their website and exploring their website, going to take a tour, calling and having a one-off conversation with these directors of admissions and things like that, and talking more specifically about your loved ones and their needs is going to kind of help rein in, you know, which places might be the best fit for you. I know that this has been very, very valuable. I know we've had people that have been that are all across the state. I know we have people attend our webinars that are from out of state. So specifically, these are Texas providers today. And the waivers that they're talking about are specifically Medicaid waivers in the state of Texas is what we are talking about today. So again, what I would like to suggest is just reach out to these directors, to these organizations, learn more about them, go take a tour, get yourself on the list, give yourself the opportunity to say yes or no later, you know, and start working your plan. The thing is our life is busy. Life is busy with work and marriage and other kids and all these other moving parts. And time goes by quickly, and then before you know it, you need something and you're like, man, I should have done that. So just, you know, have a plan and work your plan, get on the list, start with just getting a list of the ones that you'd like to talk further or learn a little bit more, and start getting yourself on those lists. Guys, we always talk about the things to keep on your radar. Today we've been talking about ISS, DAHAB, we've had panels for residential, we've had panels for college education, higher education, or transition programs for individuals with disabilities. All of these past webinars live on our YouTube channel. But when it comes to transitioning, thinking about some of the things, a future care cost estimate, the Texas waivers we've mentioned a couple of times, SSI, SSDI, ABLE accounts, special needs trust, guardianship, all of these things. And it sounds like, oh my gosh, did she just rattle off all of that stuff? It's a lot. It feels overwhelming, but we aim to make it not so overwhelming after all. So do check out that that YouTube channel. Today, everybody, this has been recorded. We are going to send you a copy of today's slides, as well as a link to the recording. And this link right here is going to have a link to our upcoming webinars and any other topics that we've got coming up soon. So you'll want to check those out. We work on a collaborative team here at CPG. We're nationally certified as Social Security advisors, members of the Special Needs Planning Academy, and we stand ready to help you plan for the future of your loved one. So if you haven't met with us before, reach out. We offer free personalized consultations where we aim to learn a little bit more about you, about the planning that you've done so far, what concerns, you know, what are you losing sleep over? What are the big things that you're worried about? And we have customized plans specifically built for your needs and the stuff that you're on in the planning process. This QR code on the screen will take you to a calendar where you can schedule your free personalized consultation, and we'll talk to you a little bit further personally. So thank you everyone for being here today. All of their contact information is going to be in the slides that we sent. Thanks for good questions. And again, I can't thank our presenters enough today. They're all from different organizations. They don't work for each other. And they are all huge supporters of our community. And whether you end up at one place or the other, what we want is a fulfilling life for our loved one with a disability. We want them to have community and friends and meaningful relationships and work if they can. And we all share that together. And that's why we're able to come together like we did today. So thank you again, everyone. It's been a pleasure. And we did good. It's 12:59. We did it right on time. So thanks, everyone. And reach out to everybody that's out here today. Okay. Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you.